Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Nagin, NPR this week broadcast a plea from the nation's literary agents. Please, people, stop sending them what?
Wait, oh, stories about the pandemic?
Yes, stop sending them your quarantine novels. Hey, you know what would make a surefire bestseller? The story of a brave woman who managed to go 3 months without Zumba classes. Apparently, many first-time writers have taken advantage of being locked inside to write that novel, often about being locked inside. And scientific studies show that 100% of these novels are terrible. A literary agent told NPR that first, if you wrote your novel in less than 3 months, it'd probably read like it was written in 2 months. And second, any cool idea you have about a pandemic story, it's been thought of, bought, published, and has already failed.
What a cool voice of encouragement to people.
I know. Stop. You have nothing to say. Shut
what
up.
What a chill vibe from that literary agent.
That still little voice.
I mean, let people people are just pecking away at it. Let them have something.
No, I'm sorry, Jesse. That still voice inside you, crush it. I don't want to hear it.
Guys, you're going to love my novel.
You can't. I don't know.
Mine's Jesse's different. Mate.
How much does it take to just not respond to an email?
I am actually working on a second book that is not about the pandemic or coronavirus, and I can tell you it's not going well. The crushing anxiety and the unschooled child are not melting together to form a perfect book.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm having a hard time reading a book.